For a question here from Sister Asya from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. She says, some people have the tradition after completing the Hajj to frequently make Umrah, and some of them do it on behalf of dead relatives, and is this from Islam?
We said this is not prescribed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he performed his Hajj, he had an access to perform more than one Umrah. To the extent that his wife Aisha, since she had the monthly period before Hajj, so she could not perform the Umrah of Tamattu or Al-Qiran. So afterward, the Prophet complied with her wish, and when she insisted that she wanted to perform Umrah, so he sent her brother, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr, may Allah be pleased with all of them, to give her company just a few miles out of Mecca in order to perform an intention of Ihram, so that they come back and perform Umrah. It would take him an hour, to escort her and go with her, then once again come and perform Umrah. And it will be legitimate because he's gone with his wife, but he did not. Had he done that, it would have become a tradition.
Yes.
So, if you're going to perform Hajj, it is sufficient to perform one Umrah, and this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. If you still insist, I cannot tell you it is haram, but it is not the sunnah. And now, it becomes dislike when you keep doing it back and forth, to the extent that we see people do more than one Umrah in the same day. With regards to performing Umrah after Hajj on behalf of the deceased, it is permissible, and may Allah reward you both for that.